I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
All right, let's have some fun with a Falcons draft. So, Dan, we know there are a lot of ex-Bears on the Falcons payroll, and we were reminded of that when we heard Alan Williams, the Bears defensive coordinator, wax eloquently on Thursday about one of them, Cordarrelle Patterson.
He's strong. He's fast. He's physical. He can catch the football, so he has different elements in there. They put him in the backfield, and he runs the, you know, you talk about a receiver that has the whole route tree. He's a running back that has the, you know, I'm just making this up, the run tree, so to speak, that he runs inside, he runs outside, he runs powers. It's not one thing where you say, hey, when he's in there, he's going to be running perimeter runs. He runs them all, so you have to defend him like a running back. And then when they put him out wide, you have to defend him like a receiver. You know what? More than a thick end. He's a respectfully alien. So he can really, he's a planet guy. There aren't many guys like that on the planet that are that big, that fast, that can do all that that he does. So respectfully, he's just a good football player that does it all.
There's no question about that, David, and it's been really interesting. So Cordarrelle Patterson was, I was in Minnesota still when Cordarrelle Patterson was drafted by the Vikings in the first round, and he's had this career that's been kind of strange, right, between the Vikings, the Raiders, the Patriots, the Bears, now the Falcons. Everybody's like been enamored with the skill set and the tools and the versatility and all the things that he can do. But it really wasn't until last year in Atlanta that it all came for an entire season into this form where you're like, man, this guy isn't just a potential, annual all pro kick returner. The guy can really be a force offensively. The Bears are going to have to deal with it. We know what he did here during his time in Chicago. It was sometimes cool, mostly special teamsy, but never explosive enough. And now he's found this new life in Atlanta, and he gives us the entry point into this fun little ex-Bears Falcons draft that we're going to rapid fire through here, because there's a lot of guys in Atlanta that have spent time here in Ellis Hall, as we mentioned.
And we'll bring in Adam Studzinski too, because the rules are we take one player and one ex-player, and you have to have alternate in your choice order. So we're going to have an ex-Bears draft of Falcons.
So we've got two former executives,
Ryan Pace and Phil Emery,
five former coaches, which we'll go through as we pick them, and then players, 10 total players. This includes Eddie Goldman, who is he's retired, but he's still on the Falcons reserve retired list for this season. But he's still a guy. He's eligible for this ex-Bears.
And he's still stopping the run as well as some Bears defensive tackles this year and has as many tackles as those guys as well. So Eddie Goldman is in play. Studs, you can have the first overall pick of the ex-Bears Falcons draft 2022.
Oh, this one's so easy for me. I got to go Nick Kwiatkowski. I love that guy.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a meatball pick.
Oh, I mean, come on. Oh, the guy named Studzinski is going to pick the fellow Steve. Shocking development.
Okay.
Here.
All right. Well, you got
I was legitimately, I loved him when he was here, mainly because of the Polish last name. But also, you know, he filled his role pretty perfectly. I actually thought they should have signed him instead of extending Danny Trevathan. And we all saw how that worked out.
So there was a game here, I think it was 2019, where Nick Williams and Nick Kwiatkowski both made big plays in a Bears victory early in that season, and that's when Kwiatkowski earned the nickname from Khalil White from Khalil Mack as White Nick. It was Black Nick and White Nick. And so Nick Kwiatkowski is still affectionately known here by two nicknames. It's either White Nick, or as John Fox used to call him, Kwiatkowski.
Okay. All right. All right. All right, Weederer. Or what did Chris Chelios call you? Weederer.
Weederer.
In interest of misnaming people, you get the second choice.
I mean, I'm taking Patterson, and we're just going right on to the third right. pick because, I mean, that's the no-brainer. It's Cordarrelle Patterson.
Because of the future Hall of Fame status? Didn't Allen Williams say he would have a gold jacket if he played defense?
Was he talking about, maybe.
Was he talking about Patterson?
He was talking about, it was in an answer about Patterson. He compared him to Ronald Curry. If you remember Ronald Curry, you probably do, David.
I guarantee
you Studs doesn't remember him, but he came out, he was a basketball and football player at UNC and then ultimately went on to the Raiders.
So you're taking, of course, Cordarrelle Patterson. Okay. I'm going to take a coach. I'm going with my guy, Ball State graduate, former defensive back, former Bears secondary coach, John Hoke. The secondary coach for the Atlanta Falcons, all-around good guy. John Hoke is my number one overall pick. Go ahead, Adam. Okay. Pick second, and you have to pick a coach or an executive.
Okay. Well, in that case, I am going to go with Ted Medicino. I don't have a particular reason for that. I just always like
somebody's
I've
got a coach or linebacker.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, and you know, I always liked what I heard from him, and I always like the stuff that Grody would bring back from him from Hallis Hall, and the score was always good. So, I never met the guy, I never spoke to him, but he seemed like a decent enough coach, I guess. So, I'll take Ted Medicino.
All right, that's a good one. All right, Dan, go ahead. What's your number two?
All right, I'll go from the coaching ranks as well, and I'll take Dave Ragone, who was here as a quarterback's coach for a long time, stuck around through a couple of regimes, was a close tutor to Mitch Trubisky during his time here.
And you picked him. I mean, you still picked him.
He's got a lot of
Mitch stink on him.
He's moved on to a coordinator role there in Atlanta. He loves Cordarrelle Patterson. He's got the most out of him. So I can pair Rags with CP and feel really good about that built-in relationship that's going to lead me somewhere.
Okay, I like to build from the ball on out. So I am going with because I have to take a player after I took a coach, I'm going the other side of the ball. I'm going with Jermaine Effetti because this is somebody who – tried to keep the peace with Tevin Jenkins, tried to be a leader. I need leadership in my locker room. I'm taking Jermaine Effetti.
Juan Castillo used to tell us all the time that Jermaine Effetti was headed to the Pro Bowl, and we're still waiting for it.
All right, Studs.
So do I need to pick an executive? We only got two executives. Is someone going to get left out?
They're going to be in the coaches. You got to pick a player now. You pick the coach. You have to pick a player or non-player and alternate.
Okay, I get it now. All right. Well, I'm going to go with a guy that I honestly have never heard of, but I think it's just a funny pick. Mykole Pruitt. I don't know who that is. Like, I've honestly never heard of him.
He's a tight end.
Tight end. All right. Well, there's my.
I don't know how long he was here. He may have like two Bears receptions in his career. If we dig in through the files, there may be two receptions there. I also think he's a Saluki if you're into Southern Illinois football. So. There you go.
He was here long enough to be overthrown by Nick Foles. That's about it.
I visited SIU when I was looking at schools. That's my extent.
All right, that's close enough.
I'm going next with Damir Bird because Damir Bird, man, remember Christmas weekend last year when Damir Bird, I think it may have been on December 26th, but that game-winning catch from Nick Foles in Seattle in the back of the end zone, which is one of the best catches ever seen by a Chicago Bears receiver. Damir Bird is my pick.
Mark Grody's favorite all-time player, I think, Damir Bird. He would have every single report from Hallis Hall included a nugget about Damir Bird, for goodness sakes. Okay, I've got to go non-player. So I am going way back because I had a special bond at one point with Phil Emery, and that was dissolved and broken, maybe irreparably. I don't know. But at one point in time, I really liked Phil Emery. I remember covering him, had a good rapport and relationship. He was not a good general manager. I don't want anyone to mistake that. But that was a relationship that was pretty good when he was in Chicago. I will go all in on Phil Emery.
David, don't you also have a good story about Phil Emery as a bouncer? Isn't there something in your background where you had a good story about Phil Emery as a bar bouncer?
That's right. He was a bouncer in Detroit.
And didn't
right?
he get shots? And like
Wayne State. I think you're right. That's a great story. See, Phil would be the guy that you want in the locker room telling those stories because he has had tremendous life experiences. Yes, he was a bouncer. I think there was gunfire. I don't know if he was hit, but he's also a guy that lifts a lot. I like to work out. So Phil Emery is my third choice in the ex-Bear Falcon draft. Studs, you're up.
All right.
I was going to give you one last Lemery footnote, which is that he used to send 17,000 word emails to reporters often.
I still have several of them in my files, Dad. And then this is a tremendous reading when I have insomnia.
All right. By the way, Mecole Pruitt did have one catch for 6 yards in his three-year stint with the Bears. So there you go.
All right.
I guess I'll take the remaining executive and I'll take Ryan Pace and I'll thank him for drafting Justin Fields and then I'll fire him.
Like the Bears did.
See, you guys didn't think this was going to be this much fun. It's great.
No, I know. It's great. All right.
Now I'm in scramble mode because I was going to take Pace next, and now I've got to scramble a little bit. And I'm going to take Eddie Goldman, even though it's going to be hard to find him. Matt Nagy had a lot of difficult time getting a hold of him via text or phone or wherever else. And then Eddie took the year off during COVID and then came back and kind of took the year off again.
Forget about finding him. You got to motivate him.
Yeah, that's right. I got to. But I've got Rags and CP to help me motivate him. Okay. So let's go. So Eddie Goldman's my choice.
I'm taking Damian Williams because I need a running back that is there. And I like he kind of like on the all airport team. He looks the part. He's going to make people think that he's good, that we have a good dual threat in our backfield, and then he's going to get injured. So I think everyone needs a player like that on the roster. Damian Williams for me.
Running out of guys now.
Yeah, it's getting real tight.
Getting there.
So I'm going to go of the remaining guys who I actually recognize, and that's going to be Elijah Wilkinson, and keep filling out my, I got no skill players, so I'm going to keep going with that.
Good luck protecting the passer with that guy.
The benefit of being on the beat for 10 years is that I can give you the footnote that Elijah Wilkinson was unvaccinated when the COVID protocol started and wound up twice on the reserve COVID-19 list just as a close contact, didn't even have a COVID, but this was on a close contact and was, you know, at that point you were out for 2 weeks at that point. And so poor Elijah was out for a couple spans of 2 weeks.
All right, Dan, you're up.
Charles London, who was the running backs coach here and is now the quarterbacks coach in Atlanta. So now I've got two quarterbacks coaches to help me. Welcome aboard, Charles.
All right, since you're the king of trivia, when did Abdullah Anderson play for the Bears?
Recently.
Was it that recently?
Yeah, he was a Biggs guy. Biggs loved a little Abdullah Anderson in the locker room. Oh, I'm going to talk to Abdullah today. And he would get around to Abdullah. It was sometime in the Nagy era, for sure.
Okay, well, yeah, I will leave him. I will definitely leave him for somebody else then, because I will take Michael Petrie. He's a running backs coach. I need somebody to coach my running back, so I will take him.
Nice.
So just a couple guys left. Just so you guys know, Abdullah Anderson was here for the 2019 season, and that was it.
All right. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Just take him, studs.
All right, you got him.
Yeah, I'll take him. Anderson. Yeah, he's mine. All right.
That leads you one guy, Dan.
Mr. Irrelevant is Jalen Dalton. And so here's my Jalen Dalton story from earlier in training camp. There was a fight that broke out in Falcons camp. And I was like, I got to go see if it's any former Bears. And I believe it was Jalen Dalton against Jermaine Ifedi. And I said, oh, my God, it's two former Bears. Come to remember that Jalen Dalton was actually involved in a August fight here at Hallis Hall. One that was very high profile in a night practice here at Hallis Hall, where Kyle Long was thrown out of practice because he took his helmet off and was swinging it at Jalen Dalton. And it was one of the crazier moments in the Kyle Long saga here. And so I'm like, man, like Jalen Dalton's getting into it here. He's getting into it down there. So I get him to be my enforcer.
Well, that is the last pick of the X-Bear draft, and you're not going to get trivia like that on any other podcast. I guarantee you that.
That was
so
awesome.
Here we are. 10 former Bears, 5 former Bears assistant coaches, 2 former Bears general managers. That's a total of 17 former Bears on the Falcons payroll. I think I had the best draft. I got my Phil Emery. I'm ready to build a winner.
I'm not even going to the Bears locker room on Sunday night. I'm just going into Atlanta for a reunion tour.
That'd be great. All right.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.